Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock, like I said, to answer all your gardening questions. So we'll definitely try to help you out. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Paul's in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Hey, Patrick, I've got a couple of ornamental juniper trees, and they're suffering from Phomopsis blight, I think you call it.
I'm sorry, what was it?
I think it's called Phomopsis blight.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
What's going on? I know it's a fungus. It's like a tip blight, right? Right at the ends.
Yeah, exactly right. They're kind of brown, and they actually look like they kind of look like a chestnut, you know, before, you know, with the little spines coming out of it.
Okay. What color is the blight? Is it like a bright orange?
It's bright orange or brown.
Okay. So you actually have, you have some of the tip blight, but you probably have the cedar apple, rust. You have, crab apple or an apple tree in the area?
Yeah, we do. We just have one crab apple tree. It's probably, I don't know, maybe about, 40 feet away from where the juniper trees are.
Okay. Yeah, so the you have like a gall on the top. It almost so it's like that orange. Does it almost look like it's got like legs on the gall itself as it started to develop that?
A little bit on some of them, yes.
Okay. So you have what's called cedar apple rust on the junipers, and it's a cycle. So what it does is it will come from the apple, and then it'll move to the cedar or juniper, and then it will move to the soil, and then move back to the apple or crab apple, whichever it is, and then move back to the juniper. It's like a vicious cycle that it goes through. this is one where those galls that are on there need to be completely removed, okay? By staying on the plant, when these little legs, if you will, or tentacles kind of come out, they will start to bust open eventually, and the spores will start to be released, okay? And it'll start to go into the air and start that cycle all over. So it starts off once the apples start to have bud break. The spores that are in the apple leaves, the in everything along those lines, will start to be released. Go to the juniper host. Juniper will have this gall burst open. This gall is something that you just need to get rid of. It's not something you put in a compost pile. It's not something that you want to keep by any means. You want to get rid of it as much as possible. The other thing you're looking to be doing is any of the leaves that are from the crab apple that fall during the season or at the end of the year, those are ones you definitely need to get up and bag and get rid of versus putting in a compost pile or keeping. It's all over the place. So it's on spores, etc. So this is something you need to just get rid of.
Okay.
What you can be doing is there are some fungicides that you can be spraying on the apple tree at this point. Okay?
Sure.
You're looking to get a product. This is an organic product that you can use called the Orchard Spray from Bonide. It's a, I think they call it Citrus Tree and Nut Orchard Spray. They're just kind of giving it a broad name, but it's what you're looking to do. It's definitely one to be spraying on the plant. You can also be spraying this on the junipers as well after you've gotten rid of the galls that are on there. Okay. So you're starting off with the apple tree, even though you've already seen the development of the galls on the plant. So on the apple tree, you can use this orchard spray. You could also use like a copper fungicide, which is an organic spray. I'm trying to think you could also, if you're looking, because edible fruit that you have, you could use a product like Funganil. Funganil from Bonide is a synthetic, so it's has more residual on your plants versus the orchard spray has more of like a 10 to 14 day residual. It doesn't stick around as long. You could also use Infuse, which is pretty much what Infuse is the hose end version of Funganil. There's a little bit different active ingredient in it, but they do the same things. They're both fungicides. So you could be using either one of those. I'd be using those on the apple and the juniper itself to spray it. But the juniper, you're going to actually need to spray a little bit later in the season so that, because like I said, it's like a vicious cycle, right? So it starts in the apple tree. Once the buds start to form, it pops the spores out. They go to the junipers. The junipers start to form those galls, and then the galls will eventually pop up. But the popping up of it and that is later on in the season. So to help prevent going into the fall and help prevent the wintering over, you're actually looking to do the, you could use like the liquid copper, the copper fungicide, the orchard spray again, in August, between August and October, doing that a few times so that the overwintering process is kind of stopped in its tracks. Does that make sense? So we're starting off right now with your orchard spray, or you could use like a Funganil or the Infuse on the apple tree, the crab apple tree, to spray it and try to get any of the spores that still might be on the tree to be gone. You want to remove all the galls that you've seen on the juniper plant. Get as much possible. You might have to just be cutting the juniper itself. It's not as simple as just trying to get the gall off. Sometimes when you try to like rip it off or something like that, the spores will release. So this isn't a very fun, not that it's fun, any fungus is fun, but this is by no means easy, to get rid of.
It's interesting because the, trees are actually memorial trees that were planted in 1945 when my uncles came back from World War II in Europe and the Pacific. Mm-hmm. And we thought that the galls were actually caused maybe by the overly wet weather that we've had on the seacoast. because we've never seen them before.
So the wet weather does have a factor in it. It does bring it into play a little bit more. So the wet weather that you've had has pushed that to start this. This might be something that you hadn't noticed before, but with the way the temperatures and the wet weather were all of last spring, almost until, I can't put like an end date on it because it felt like it was all year. But that had a lot to do with it pushing it into this year. So the galls that you're seeing now, a lot of them are from last year that have popped through, that they this spring they start to turn that orangey color.
Yeah.
So get rid of as much of the galls as possible. I'd spray the plant, both plants right now with an orchard spray. Or the copper fungicide, whichever you choose, just to be safe. But the juniper needs to be sprayed again in August, between August and October, like towards the end of August, three or four times with that copper fungicide.
All right. Would it be to my benefit to get rid of the crabapple tree? Would that get to the root of the problem?
It would, but the you know, if anybody in the area has crab apples or any type of apple in the area, it might still have it, but the source is already in the soil as well.
Okay.
So I'd do both. You could get rid of it, but you do need to spray in this case.
All right, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Patrick, and be well and have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to them. Nathan, who's up next? All right, Nathan, can you hear me?
No.
Yeah, sorry. Mary is in Pennsylvania.
Good morning, Mary. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a cure for this rain we're having?
Yeah, right? I wish I did. I really wish I did.
Oh, we have soybean grass, and we got a whole bunch of little blue flowers coming in it.
Okay. Do me a favor, Mary, can you just turn down the radio in the back? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have zoysia grass and you have some blue flowers. Are they like bluish purple almost?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you have is what's called henbit in the lawn or, you most likely have the henbit in the lawn growing all over. It kind of like takes over in it. You're looking to just eradicate it, right?
Yeah. It's not like crepe myrtle, is it?
No.
Oh.
So normally what I would have you do would be use like a chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer. That's what I would look for you to be killing because it's the same type of vine. Not vine, but same type of, like, ground cover growth.
Yeah.
That's in there. I was kind of stalling a little bit here so I could get to the back of the bottle because sometimes it says don't use on zoysia grass. But this actually says you can use it. This product is used, so important for use on bluegrass, fescues, rye, bentgrass, Bermuda grass, Baja grass, and zoysia lawns. So we're good. All right. Okay. Wanted to make sure here. So the product you'd be looking to use is a product called Chickweed, Clover, and Oxalis Killer. Bonide makes it. There's another one out there from other brands, but I like this one the most. It has what's called triclopyr in it. Triclopyr is one of the active ingredients. It also has dicamba. Those two work together really well to take care of the henbit or any of those small, like, those small nuisance-type weeds like that. This is one where you're not going to see this on the package. I've gotten this from a turf specialist that I've known for a number of years, and they actually are saying to use it in 2-week intervals.
Oh, yeah.
For 3 applications to really get rid of it, because it grows that quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's really spreading.
Yeah. So what they say, there's a couple things to do. So you would apply it. It's a liquid that you would spray over the whole area. You don't mow the lawn for a couple days, 1 or 2 days. You don't do it before you spray or after for 1 to 2 days. So it's like a 4-day window where you shouldn't mow the lawn, because you want them to be actively growing so that you can actually, kill the weed there. The other thing you need to do, if the lawn is dry, which in our case it's not, we've had tons of rain, but if it was dry, they would actually have you water the lawn first.
Mm-hmm.
So a little different than you would hear. And then spray over the entire area. You would want to do that, say you were to do it today, just as an example. You would do it 2 weeks from now, get what's come back, and then 2 weeks after that. And you'll really start to see a lot of it not there any longer. It'll really develop into it. There's also like a... another one in the same family, like an ajuga or a bugle weed, which I have in my area that's just gone nuts. It does the same thing. And I would be using this product.
Where would I get it at?
So you can get it at a local garden center. I know in Pennsylvania right now, all the garden centers are still closed, right?
Right, yeah.
So it might be something you could be getting at like a Home Depot or Lowe's at this point they might have. They might have a different version from a different company.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep, thank you.
Have a good one, Mary.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Preghiamo oggi in questa messa per tutte le persone che soffrono la tristezza.
Pope Francis at the Vatican hours ago delivering a Sunday prayer for those impacted by coronavirus. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., 3 states are letting some businesses reopen despite the continued outbreak. Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alaska. The workers and patrons are being told they must follow social distancing guidelines. North Carolina is joining a long list of states keeping schools closed for the rest of the school year. Governor Roy Cooper extending a stay-at-home order until the 8th of May, saying that the state needs more testing before he can fully lift restrictions. The White House is reportedly considering replacing Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar after criticism over the early federal government response to the outbreak. This is USA Radio News. Millions of Americans who don't have a direct deposit system set up with the federal government say they're still waiting for their coronavirus relief checks to arrive in the mail. IRS officials say they have sent out over 88 million of those checks, worth nearly $158 billion, Congress approving them to help keep the economy afloat during the pandemic. Touching your face, we're not supposed to do it, but it turns out people tend to do it 16 times an hour, according to John Clemens.
Touching your face that often can increase the odds of spreading the germs between frequent hand washing. Rick Haller of Welco Incorporated is an infectious disease expert.
Washing your hands is to get the junk off your hands because you're going to touch your face. You're going to wipe your eyes, their mucous membranes there at your tear duct where you're often, you might scratch. And so you might self-inoculate or, you know, self-infect.
USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I hope you're having a good day.
You too.
I have two questions. One about trees and one about a rhododendron.
Okay.
I'll ask about the trees. I have an area where there's trees. I cut firewood, so there's a spot where the trees are getting at a height where the view tax that I pay is being eliminated by the height of them. I'd like them to mature for another 4 or 5 years. If I cut the very tops off the trees, would that affect their growth?
So it will. So what types of trees are they?
There's a few oaks, some maple, and some beech nuts.
Okay, so what happens when you cut the tip of the tree on it? It's going to start to send out two shoots from the top versus just one. You would have to constantly be at the top cutting it if that's all right with you, if that's how you wanted it to be for height. Just realize, so what happens is that there's hormones in the plant. There's a leader hormone that pushes straight up. That's, you know, they're in charge. They're the one who's making it go as high as it can. When you cut that, then it's up to everybody behind that to try to grow more. So 2 liters will start to pop up and branch out. What ends up happening, though, the higher up you get when you do that, the weaker the where the two are is what they call a crotch of the tree, the weaker that will get. Because it's more exposed on that. So it's not something I highly recommend unless you're willing to put in the work to do it each year to cut those back to keep it that height. It seems like you are because you're looking to keep that height level. But what I would do is I wouldn't just cut the top of it. because you want the tree itself to focus on other areas as well, right? If you just cut the top, the growth is only going to form at the top. The new growth is going to start to push that way because the plant, you know, it's been cut back. It feels like it needs to fix the situation, right? It's going to work on it, so it's going to focus right there. Whereas if you were to prune the top and some of the sides and kind of almost either A-frame it like or, you know, round it off, you're going to be better off long term because the whole tree itself is going to look to rejuvenate, not just one area, right? So it's not super focused on one area. It's focused on the whole tree itself. So that's kind of how I would do it. It seems like I've said a few times, it does seem like you're willing to put in the work to keep the top going, but just realize that's what's going to happen with it.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, there's no shortage of work when it comes to burning wood.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Yeah. So by sort of rounding it, then that way the girth of the tree would still increase.
Yes. Because each branch that you cut is going to shoot out two new shoots. So it's going to, you know, some will shoot out three, but it's usually about two that really make it the best way. But that'll be all around the tree. Now, by rounding it out or whichever form that you're looking for, you'll start to notice it'll be growing. You won't have to, it'll be growing and filling in to nice form. It's not something, you might not have to be doing it every year. Maybe it's every other year, maybe it's every year and a half. Take a look at how the growth develops on it. But like I said, when it's on the top there, when you start to develop a new leader and the crotch there of the branches starts to really, it's exposed more to the elements, to the wind, and that's where it could have some issues going forward, which could be detrimental to the tree long term. So that's one I'd be paying attention to the most.
All right, I'll work on that. I know years ago I talked to your dad about a blue spruce, and it's on its own, it forked at the top and started growing two leaders. And, you know, he told me, well, you know, look at it, how it looks, and chop one off, which I did. And that was, I guess, maybe 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And the one leader that I left took over, and it kind of filled in. Because in the beginning, it looked a little like, you know, it was lean. You know, the top was to one side.
Yep.
It grew in and filled in very nice.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you could do the same thing with the oak trees that you're cutting back, but it seems like you're trying to top them off and keep them at that height. So, I mean, that's why I would say get rid of both. But if you're looking, you could get rid of one to get the other one to become the prominent leader on it. But again, it's how you want to do it and how you what you want out of it. If you're looking to get the just keep that height, then watch that. If you're looking to just help rejuvenate it a little bit, you know, let it grow a little bit. See which one of the two leaders is maybe a little straighter or a little bit stronger than the other, and then pick that like you did with your blue spruce previously.
Yeah. Well, it gives me a plan of attack.
Great.
Can I move on to the other question?
Sure.
The rhododendron. Last year I planted three rhododendrons, and they were probably about, two of them were knee-high, and one was maybe about 6-8 inches taller. And through the winter, the taller one, all the top of it, maybe about 6-8 inches of the top area height of the plant, which would be the height of the shorter ones when I planted them, it's all browned and curled and brittle.
Okay. So you definitely got some winter damage on them. That happens a lot with the way the temperatures have been all winter that we had. We had some up and down all over. It also could be some follow over from last year. Last year we had tons of the rainy weather. There was a lot of winter damage to rhododendrons then. I know you just planted them, but I'm saying as a in general type. So what I'd look for you to do is get rid of the brown that's there. And you'll notice the difference in the stem, especially on a rhododendron, where there's dead growth versus healthy growth. You'll notice that there's like a almost like a line across the branching where the brown versus the green is. From there, so get rid of those. What I'd like to see you do is fertilize it with a Holytone. Holytone would be perfect for any evergreen, but it loves, the rhododendrons love it. It's got a little bit of acidity in it, which evergreens love. So fertilize that. So with your rhododendrons, however wide they are, is where you're going to put the fertilizer. You can scratch it into the soil, or you can put it right over the soil and water it in that way. I've always in the past, just to try to get it a little bit deeper into the root system, I've taken like a shovel and in four spots around the plant, just put the shovel down a little bit, not to like break any roots up, but just to get it into the soil. Put it in like four areas, cover that up, and then water it in. But a few weeks ago, we were talking with the gentleman from Espoma, and he was saying just put it right on the ground. Sprinkle it in, water it in. Some people even do it right before they mulch and then put the mulch over the top. The other thing I'd like to see you do is there's a product from Natural Alternative called Protolizer. This protolizer is like the, and I've said it a million times, but I just keep saying it because it's very important. It's vitamins for your plant. So it works with the fertilizer that you're putting down. So it'll work with that Holytone to get the most out of it. It will help any of the nutrients that are in the soil already be released to the plant a little bit more. And when a plant like this is stressed, which it obviously is by the damage, it's focusing on trying to heal that area versus to develop new roots or develop new shoots. So by putting the Holytone in there, you're feeding the plant. By cutting the branches, you're allowing the plant to refocus on the plant itself. And then by putting this protolizer, which it comes in a powdered form, you make it into a liquid form, you pour it over the plant, it will actually help everything you've done work a little bit stronger. And so it's something that you can do every 2 weeks at the beginning because your rhododendrons are a bit, the one that has the issue is a bit stressed out. So you could do it, you know, say you were to do it today, you could do it 2 weeks from now and then 2 weeks after that and then once a month. And I'll tell you, between the Holytone and the protolizer, that combination, you'll probably not only, you know, see new growth, but it'll exceed what it was looking at in the past and will be nice and full for you.
So the fertilizer, it's just the whole plant, water, the leaves with the fertilizer?
Just the soil. So it's a soil drench. It's like when you're, you know, fertilizing, a liquid fertilizer you'd be putting into the soil there. You would do it the same way. What I suggest when using this is to water a plant or anything that you're, you know, putting this in first so that the liquid vitamins doesn't just go right through and flush out of the system. We've had tons of rain, so it's probably something you don't have to worry about if you were to do now. But say you were to do it later and the ground is dry, you want to water first. It's like looking at a hanging basket. When a hanging basket is really dry and you water it, the water just comes right out the bottom quickly. And it's almost like all the water that you just put in goes right through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine having fertilizer or this protolizer in it and doing the same thing. Everything that you just purchased is right back on the ground. In your case, so you want to water it first so it will slowly absorb that water that with the fertilizer in it, the protolizer in it. It's not a fertilizer, it's the vitamins, really. And it will absorb quickly and really help out that way.
All righty. That sounds like a plan. I got something to work with now.
All right, Paul. Well, good luck, and you know, at least we got some time to be doing some of that work, I guess.
We've
got to look at some of the positives, right?
Yeah. You and your family stay safe, and we'll get out of this eventually, I think pretty soon.
I hope so. I definitely hope so. So I appreciate you calling, and your family stay well as well.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, we're coming up on a break here, but you can give us a call with any of your questions. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Get outside a little bit before the rain comes later today. It'd be nice. It was nice yesterday, nice this morning, but get out there and do some stuff. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Catherine is in Maine.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two questions.
Sure.
The first one is, we have a raspberry patch. We live kind of in farm country in Maine. And we have a raspberry patch that may have been there for 40 years. It has never produced anything but little tiny nubbins of raspberries. Last year, I hacked through a lot of it, tried to fertilize it, tried to put compost. Still no berries. Is it just too old? Should I just get rid of it, or is there a way to make it come back?
Now, so these raspberries each year, are these something that, have you ever cut them back or done anything along those lines?
Yes. So I've cut back, you know, say a foot swath on either side to see if that would make a difference. And the bushes grow back beautifully. It's just they don't produce.
Okay, so you've pruned them off and then in the past, and then so usually if you prune them back, it'll take it'll fruit like the second year after you cut them back. So it needs the second year growth to fruit. That second year growth helps with the fruit. So depending upon some of them, so it takes a couple of years to do that. So you would cut it in year one. If you cut it in year one, let's say, you cut it now, this year you wouldn't get the production that you would get next year. So you would want to wait a season before you're pruning it, or along those lines. You know, it really depends on the variety, but you said it's been there forever and it's just really not growing.
Yeah.
Okay. And what
I mean, it's growing.
Well, fruiting. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It won't fruit.
What did you fertilize it with this past year?
I used just like a basic Polytone garden fertilizer, and then I used really rich organic compost and put that in too.
Okay. So it's tough because there are some, it's depending upon, you've had no berries at all, ever.
All I get, I mean, you know, like a berry that has, it flowers, and then you get a berry that has three little red knobs on it.
Okay.
Three little, that's it.
What time of year is that blooming, or you're seeing those?
Late summer.
Okay, so late summer. Because there are some that, I know it's been around for a while, but there are some that are June and July bearing raspberries. So those are definitely ones that will fruit on the old wood. So I'd look at not cutting them back by any means this season to get them to be to get them to have the 2 year wood. Is what's called the second year wood on the plant to get that going. Fertilizer wise, I'd look for you to use something with a heavy phosphorus level, like a super phosphate or a triple phosphate.
Okay.
So that middle number is going to help produce more for the plant. It can help long term with the flowering to create more fruit. So that would be something I'd be looking to do. The other thing is, if they've been there, maybe it's trying to stimulate new pollinators to them. Maybe adding some new raspberries in the area to help cross pollinate. Some of them will pollinate themselves, but this can help the cross pollination. So the new plants in there can help stimulate some of the older plants to get them to grow a little bit more.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is, I know you have a second question. Hang tight for me. We're going to go into the break. It's going to be a couple minutes. When we get back, we'll answer that one so we have some time to give you the right answers. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks so much.
We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.